Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... I know we have it still. And how appropriate. It is Weasel Wednesday. It's the 24th day of October, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 59 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and cooling right on down. Don't like it. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it to you people, but I don't like winter. That being said, I guess you know what we're going to be opening up with. Suspicious package cases grow. Debbie Wetzelman Schultz, first known congressional target. I think I have one that even after that. Yeah, I do. There's another update. I mean, they're coming one after. We're going to discuss it. Why would something like this be going on just before the election? We'll do that when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, suspicious package cases grow. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, first known congressional target from roll call. Police are investigating a suspicious package sent to Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Sunrise, Florida. Earlier Wednesday, suspicious packages were sent to the homes of the Clintons and Obamas and CNN headquarters. Democratic donor George Soros had a similar package sent to him this week. The packages sent to former President Barack Obama and the Clintons were intercepted by Secret Service during routine mail screening procedures. The packages were identified to be potential explosive devices. I wanted to keep that potential in mind here. According to a Secret Service statement, the Sunrise Police Department is leading the investigation into the package received by Wasserman Schultz with support from the Broward County Sheriff's Department. Overhead footage from local news stations showed a Broward Sheriff's Office bomb squad unit and the firefighters responding to the building. Before I came upstairs, somebody had sent through a comment, and they were showing the package that was sent to CNN, and it had a bunch of postage stamps, you know, like the postage for the postage. It was in a manila envelope, but none were stamped, like when the post office, you know, when they run something through. I don't know. I think something stinky's afoot. Oh, the package is sent to Wasserman Schultz where it was the package sent to Wasserman Schultz was addressed to former Attorney General Eric Holder, but was not delivered due to a problem with the address. Wasserman Schultz was listed as the return address. The package was not delivered to Holder, but reached Wasserman Schultz's office as a return to sender. City blocks were shut down in San Diego after suspicious packages were identified in front of a building that houses both Senator Kamala Harris's state office and San Diego Union Tribune newsroom. A spokeswoman for Harris said that the senator was not the target of the package in San Diego. Our office was evacuated today after suspicious packages were found near the building. The packages were not addressed to the senator or our office. We are grateful to the San Diego Police Department for their work to swiftly investigate this issue. The three explosive devices sent to Clinton's, Obama, and CNN offices. New York Times. Explosive devices were sent to former President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as to CNN offices in New York, sparking an intense investigation on Wednesday into whether a bomber is going after targets, a potential bomber, because none of these bombs have exploded. They've moved them. The way they're reporting them, they're putting them like they could be hoax bombs or like threat bombs or, like this could happen kind of shit. That what this is, did you say there was an invasion going on down at the border? And that, Trump is getting ready to militarize the 150 mile buffer zone between the United States and Mexico? Put the military there. That's our territory. Now, the military can't operate it inside the United States. This is the introduction into martial law. This is insanity, people. The big picture here. Let's look at it. I heard it right out of their own mouths. The one person said, and we can't even be sure which side did it. Because it could be, because we got to pick a side and we got to kill each other here, people. We got to have a civil war here and kill us American nationals. The only thing standing between them and their new world order, we have to be eliminated. You see, so they said they didn't even know which side it could be, because it could be from the side of the communists, or they're all communists, what am I going to say? How do you put this? The Trotsky side rather than the Lenin side, rather than the Stalin side. It could be from their side to get people to go out and vote. And I think that's got to, just like I said yesterday about this shit with this, a core of fighting age men coming at our border from various countries yesterday. The first thing that came to mind, they can't get, people aren't buying this shit anymore. They need those fucking, those votes. They need people. I mean, that's what you keep hearing too. And that's when this person said it could be either side. It could be the Clinton, I guess we'll call it the Clinton side. It's trying to get the Democrats to come out and vote. It's all bullshit, people. This is just in my opinion, this is just another fucking production. No bombs went off. I get sent all over the goddamn place like that. Really? I don't think that anybody here is buying into this to the smallest degree. And it has to do with, we've talked about Guy Carr's book, Pawns in the Game. This has to do with dividing the people into two camps, only we don't want neither one of their goddamn camps. That's what, and they can't get us to go for this camp or to go for that camp. So now, you look at it this way, you have, a core. That's two divisions of fighting age men coming at your goddamn border. They already have a 150-mile beachhead. I've always talked about, how in the hell would the American Nationals, during the Civil War, the South had somewhere to operate. They had a place to operate from, land to stand upon, to put their supplies, facilities, 150 miles of our southern border, that is from California to the Gulf of Mexico. That's under that agreement that Trump just signed, NAFTA 2. That's neutral territory, don't you see? That is the beachhead. That's 150 miles of taken territory without firing a fucking shot. And then they come in, and then what's the answer? I mean, oh, just before the election, you know, Trump, he runs down, he sends the military, he militarizes, he puts goddamn military down there. And then the people, the American nationals living down there in that 150 miles, you're under goddamn full military martial law. That they will be the police. It's to get the idea into your head, don't you see? And then, and it'll spread and spread and spread until, not to mention, like I said, you got a corps coming at you. What are they up to here? I think they're desperate, and I think that, doing shit like this stuff here with these, the three explosives. I mean, first they try to indicate it could be, because all of them are Democrats, you see. And it's the Trumpers, because they hate the Clintoners. So these right wingers or whatever in the hell they want to call them. There is no right wing, no left wing, no Democrats, no Republicans, no liberals, no conservatives. There's just the law. And really there is not right now. There's none. But they're angled it that way. But then this other person, then over on the other, channel where they're trying to, false left right paradigm that Alex Jones used to preach about and then became a part of. That's real. I mean, it's always, make this guy the bad guy this time around, this guy the bad guy, every time we'll elect these guys, you get rid of these guys. Look what they did to you. We're going to have change. And then we'll elect these guys. Look what they did to you. Look what they did to you. We're going to have change. And it always does change and always changes for the worse. It just keeps getting worse and worse. And then, you're right. That Patriot, that's like Obama running on removing the Patriot Act. And and as soon as he gets in office, he strengthened the Patriot Act. It's like, Donald Trump running on every one of them is going to go read my lips. Oh, wait a minute. That was George Bush Sr. Read my lips. Every one of them. Every one of them's going to go, and DACA is signing an executive order ending DACA day one. We got an invasion coming at us, I don't know if yesterday Laura and I were talking about it. I'm going to say, man, the other side, I believe this whole goddamn caravan thing from coming up from the south, it was all arranged by, they're all in on it together. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Pence and all, they're all the same. You know what they are? They're the ruling elite. They're the ruling elite who can't get control of 75% of the population, a heavily armed population. And it's getting to be desperate times because there's things that they still want to take. There's a lot they still got to take from us, including our lives. So that's when, it's orchestrated in my opinion. How about that? It's orchestrated just like this caravan. Hence, a core of fighting age men with women and children. Goddamn, if some guy was in his house and they attacked his house and he fought them and a couple of his kids got shot because they were coming they had a computer generated warrant for the address next door and they just charged his fucking house and the guy he went and fought, he was using those children as human shields. What are these? Why they got the women and children up front here behind a core of fighting age men? Why? And like I said, there's already 150 miles of our territory that is taken and given away. And goddamn Trump, he just signed NAFTA too to keep it that away. Now, what's the answer to this invasion? Instead of going down and attacking, if you're going to send fucking people after us, why did we go to Vietnam, people? Why did we go to Korea? What did they tell us, people? We don't want to have to fight here on American soil. We have to go there and take care of this problem. That's why we're going clear across an ocean to attack a people, just like in over there in Iraq, just like we're doing now. We got to take care of it over here. So don't get you over here, don't you see? So if there is this goddamn invasion coming, what else can you call a core of fighting age men, armed or not? A core. coming straight at you. What could you call that? It looks like invasion to me, and it looks like it's being assisted by Mexico. I mean, they showed you the pictures. I mean, they're helping them along. So this, I mean, like we've talked before, you're moving a core of men plus, 20,000 men, women and children. You think you could just do that? It's just like when they were doing it in Europe. You think, well, everybody, yeah, pack your lunch, pack a couple of lunches, pack a couple of bags and things, and everybody just get in line. We're just going to walk there and do this. Bullshit. And look at how fast they are coming. But they're walking on their bare feet, these poor immigrants. They're walking on their bare feet to get here because they are so desperate. And the pictures of them on the goddamn flatbed truck, which is just a photo op because there ain't no way nobody's going to ride on the back of a goddamn flatbed because the tiniest bump would throw every fucking one of them off there. Everybody knows that. Mark and Joe were talking about this morning. I drove truck. You're talking, that flatbed? You know what kind of suspension that son of a bitch has on it? A bump will move a goddamn pallet of, that weighs, a couple thousand pounds. It'll jump it. I mean, because the suspension has to be so stiff to haul that much weight. So in anything, you hit it the smallest bump, everything, it's flying. They ain't riding on the back of no goddamn semi-flat bed. That was a photo. That was a photograph for you to look at to try to convince you of this bullshit. Now meet the man behind the migrant caravan headed for to the United States. This is from New York Post, sent in by Mark Schumacher. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Meet Bertolo Fernuntes, the Honduran ex-lawmaker who helped launch the 7,000-strong caravan marching toward the United States on a promise he says he never made. In September, Fernuntes began coordinating with groups dispersed throughout Honduras seeking to make the trek north. The initial number of people involved was about 200. So they're sitting here watching, how did this thing, this one guy, man, how come I can't make a phone call and get a core of men? If all it took was, just putting the word out a little bit to get a core. I mean, well, when they fucking started showing up, you better have some food for them to eat, hadn't you? You better have some way for them to keep themselves warm. I mean, you better have them supplied. If you're going to bring an army, you better have supplies. And there were supplies. There had to be. It went forward. It went forward unimpeded, like a well-organized, army. No one expected the human avalanche, Fernuntes told the Daily Beast in an interview published Tuesday. What changed everything was a TV report on HCH, a Honduran news channel. A woman reportedly part of the caravan told TV anchors of Fernuntes's effort, and she mentioned assistance. The anchors then supposedly said Fernuntes would pay migrants food and transportation costs, which he denied in an interview. And of course, that makes it law. That's the law. He denied it. It's over. Ain't nothing amiss here, people. Still, thousands took a chance since a human smuggling coyote charges upwards of $7,000 to take someone across the U.S. border. What's that $7,000 fucking dollars? Where are they getting these $7,000 at? I mean, these people are so oppressed. I mean, we've talked about it. The average American in this country, a $5,000, I mean, not even 500, a 5,000, whatever. It was a really low number. Happened in their lives, it would just completely, they wouldn't be able to cover it. That's your average American. But these people, $7,000, paying coyotes to come up here, wonder where that $7,000 is coming from. And if they've got that much up there, what the fuck are they coming down here for? Because, I'm going to look that up for you guys later and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But now, there was a thing on it. If you had a family emergency, I think it was like $5,000 family emergency, it'd wipe you clear fucking out here. Okay. You couldn't come up with $5,000. Nobody had $5,000 to even help themselves in an emergency. But $7,000 to take someone across the U.S. border. Psh, wonder where all that money's coming from. Soros. After that news program, I started to get hundreds of calls. Then it took on a life of its own. Oh, I bet you it did. And did the supplying and for this army, did that take on a life of its own too? And if so, where'd that life come from? Fernandez says, in Honduras, the government wants to minimize why people are leaving. Okay. They know they are going to leave, and they want to say they are doing so because of lies and the opposition, not the conditions that they created, he said. So what he's saying is that the reason we're leaving this guy here, I don't know who in the hell this guy is, and none of us do. But supposedly what he's saying here is that the reason we're leaving ain't because of the poverty. It's just they've created just unbearable conditions. These people that you're sending billions of dollars to there, Trumpy, you keep sending billions of dollars to these corporations down there who's making it evidently. They are the problem, you know. We've all known it. How in the hell did Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador last for the last 100 years, people? How did they survive without coming to the United States? They have rich, productive land. That's how. It's just this is the one world takeover. This is the one with this everybody. There is not going to be any individuality. There is not going to be, I mean, they've done this under the guise of culture. There is going to be no culture. There isn't in communism. There would be no religion in communism. This is a classic Jewish fucking operation. What else do they do? Oh, just like the Patriot Act that takes away your rights. You know, they laugh at us. Oh, I start getting in Honduras. Okay. This is in line with what the United States is saying, that there are false promises being made, and this pro-government news program played into that messaging, trying to say that there's a financing when really people just need to get out. That there is financing when people really just need to get out. Well, you need to get out, but, you know, if I needed to go very far. If I needed to go, 1,200 miles, I couldn't do it. I don't have the money to buy the gas. How in the hell would, I mean, and you're not just talking about one fella here. And I wouldn't be able to buy the food, you know. Well, I guess I could carry the food because I eat anyway. You know, but still, you know, you're talking about organizing an army. Just, this is exactly what happened in Europe. We watched them in columns just coming out, and they were all, fighting age men. Coming in, and this is to take away the individual, take away your sovereignty of your nation to start with, and finally, right down to your individuality. And you will be a piece of corporate property, just like the rest of, and there will be the ruling elite and their property, us. Don't you see? That is the end game plan. No two ways about it. And this whole thing here, you know, it just a bunch of people got together. You think that if anybody ever had a reason to get together just nonchalantly and go after somebody, that it wouldn't have happened here in the United States already? I mean, I would love to go with all and meet and have a, all you trenchers, meet me at Destination X. And we all just, of course we got the money in our pockets. We'd all just go there and of course I got the money to make sure that there's semi-loads of food and there's water trucks, there's water and there's a place to shower and all the provisions are there for when this army gathers. Not to mention when the army starts to move. I mean, this is so evident on its face for what it has to be. But you cannot move a group of people across the country like that. An individual has to be supplied as they go along. And we're talking about by the time they get to the United States border, they're claiming 50,000. You know what kind of organization that takes? I mean, you have to have people in control. You have to have people organizing groups into groups into groups. I mean, to form divisions and finally corps.
Henry?
Yeah.
What do you think NAFTA and GATT's doing, brother? That's what's supplying all this shit. I'm telling you, NAFTA and GATT is...
Yeah, this is part of the plan. This is part of the plan. Because, you see, they want that... There is no borders. That's one thing, you know, I was listening to McNeil, and I was going to call him up, but he had to go off the air for some reason, some emergency. But I was calling him and said, God damn, it's something astronomical's happened here, Joe. I agree with you. The fucking borders are gone, people. They're talking this 150 miles where people keep wondering, like where you run down into when you're heading down that way, Mark, when you get to that 150 miles and all the checkpoints and stuff. That is land that has been ceded. through this goddamn NAFTA agreement, 150 fucking miles from California to the goddamn Gulf Coast. That's a beachfront, and beachfront, that's a goddamn, that's what kind of like what the god, I bet you that's about how wide Israel is right there where it's, you know, that little thing they try to show you is Israel when they've then taken all of Palestine. But there's their beachhead. This is not American. I mean, if there's troops down there, this is not America. It is under United Nations control. It is under the control of these illegal treaties because the thing is, the treaties are just like what we talked about in the Mandamus. If I go down in that 150 miles and you can violate my fucking rights, you created an authority that cannot exist. You are a goddamn, this is treachery, sedition, treason.
Well, the reason why it's 150 miles in is because, you know, they're going to cross and they're going to walk in and they got that far to do whatever the hell they want and they can be supplied without being stopped.
Yeah, and you know, they've been taking pictures down there, the Arizona, not the goddamn border patrol, but just the militias down there. I mean, just with their cameras, you know, their hidden cameras where they cross, and they're showing them coming across with arms, and stuff. Dave, how many guns do they have already on the side? How much heavy artillery? That they're just like come into that 150 mile area because really you won't find the border patrol until 150 miles in. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that 150 miles, I mean, goddamn, you could have enough there to supply a couple of corps, couldn't you? Hell, more than that. Goddamn, we're talking from, what's that, about 2,800 miles from California to it'd be the edge of Florida. It'd be down around Panama City. Would be the end of the border, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like having your front door 150 miles inside of your house. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know.
It is. I mean, if you wanted to launch an invasion, the first thing you'd have, just like the invasion of Normandy, you would have to establish a beachhead so you could bring supplies in. And it takes supplies to move an army because the people have to eat. They have to wash. They have to sleep. They have to, you know, have to be kept warm. I mean, it takes provision. And then you'd see that, and then you establish that beachhead, and that's where you bring your, from the ocean, you bring your provisions in to keep that army marching forward. To keep that army marching forward, because they have to be provisioned. And the enemy sure as hell, you know, the enemy, when you're being attacked like that, you're burning everything. I mean, it's a scorched earth policy. You're not gonna leave nothing for them. So that supplies have to come from their supplies. Don't you see what I'm saying here? Look what they've done. Look what they're getting ready to do. This isn't small potatoes. I mean, it's this whole election thing and all this shit coming together like this. And I do believe that so many people have just, I believe that the Democrats out there, in fact, I've talked to people. I have nothing to do with it anymore, they've said. And the thing is, they're looking at just nobody showing up to fucking vote. And so this is some psychotic shit they're doing that we're watching happen here now. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
The CIA standing on the edge of a revolution.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. God damn, 150 miles past the edge, I think. Anyway, talking about meet the man behind the migrant caravan. I got to figure out where I was here because I didn't mark it. In Honduras, government minimize the people they are going to. Okay, we were down at the bottom of it. They have reached.
I just want to say real quick, I'm the guy that sent that in to you. I think that's a bullshit article, by the way. I don't think he's the guy behind it.
Of course not. One guy did this. If one guy could do this, I'd do it right now. I'd have four divisions, we'd be going down to Washington D.C. to have a little talk with the corporation. I mean, get real, people. Just one fella put out the call, and somebody mentioned it on the TV, and all of a sudden there's four divisions coming at us. And not to mention, like we said, the logistics, provisioning an army that size. Was it two or four? It was a corps. I had it here marked down somewhere. It's a corps. I mean, it's 40,000 fighting age men coming at you. Okay. And they already have a beachhead. Okay. Which will be militarized to make sure that you do not stop them from penetrating on into the United States. That's what their job will be. They'll be letting them right through. I mean, they're in that UN zone. They can walk right past them, but you're in the United States. When you're down there, you're a corporate piece of property that they can do and stop point guns at you, like goddamn living in occupied France or East Germany, where the Stasi come out and pointing guns at you, stop you everywhere you go, see the papers and all this shit. And there you're there. There'll be your martial law, 150 miles of it from north into the country. What, about 2,000 miles long?
You know what needs to be done right here and now, immediately, is you need to send a couple of bombers over these people and start dropping bombs on them. I mean, you got to stop these people, man. I mean, Trump right now should be removed from office and put a real man in office and get this.
There is no office, Mark. But there is no office. This is the corporation. This is all in cooperation. It was in cooperation with the Hondurans. It was in cooperation with the Guatemalan corporate mafia governments being run under communism.
We got the enemy as the president of the United States.
I'm afraid to tell you that, but we don't have a president. We don't. It's a corporation. He's the CEO of a corporation. He isn't the president of a republic. He is the CEO of a corporation. There's a big, big difference. Everything they're doing is for profit. I guarantee you the Honduran corporations, I mean, this is why they have their G8, G2, G20s, and all these fucking meetings out there. This is where they plan this shit. And it's all designed to take the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. We're the only thing standing between this world and a one world government, as the American people, the American nationals. We are the only obstacle in their way. We have to be removed or it can't go through. And they absolutely, a couple hundred years of work here that you think they're going to stop right now? You think anything's going to stop them short of armed conflict? Because I'm here to tell you it's not.
Crazy, man. I mean, it's crazy, Henry.
It is.
You need to start sending F-16s over this column and start blowing them away immediately. I mean, this is like friggin' war right now.
Of course it's war. When a corps is marching towards your border, telling you they are going to breach your border, they're coming in. I mean, do they need guns? No, just put the women and children out front, and we've already arranged it with the other corporations until you walk right in with the women and children, and there ain't nothing nobody can do about it. I do believe that he is very serious about militarizing the border. That's for the American nationals who would stop it. They're already going to have they got 150 miles of territory captured already, people. President Trump has claimed that Democrat politicians are behind the caravan. Just like this, everyone's going to claim that behind these bombing packages are the Trump, you know, the Trump coalition and the other side. You know, pick a side, guys, and let's kill each other. What do you say? Calling it an assault on the United States. And if it's an assault on the United States, where's our fucking military? Why isn't it over there in Mexico that's aiding and that is a part of that assault? In fact, it's supposed to grow to 50,000 going through Mexico. That means there's going to be Mexicans Mexican nationals and mixed in with that core coming at your goddamn borders. He has threatened to cut off or reduce foreign aid and funding to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras for not moving to stop it. The marches paused in Mexico Tuesday out of respect for a Honduran migrant who fell from a vehicle Monday and died. Now, one guy might have tried to ride on the back of one of those goddamn semi-flatbeds, because that's what would happen to your ass. You wouldn't be on there very long. The marches, okay, they have reached the southern Mexico town of Huexla, 1,200 miles from the Texas border. Their efforts have inspired others to form caravans and flee Honduras, including one group with roughly 1,000 people. Traveling in a group is cheaper and is safer. Moving a group of people, don't tell me it's fucking easier than one person moving themselves. Bullshit. Said Yareli Gullion, a 19-year-old migrant from San Pedro Sula in the new group. Everything is in God's hands. If it doesn't work, I'll be right back to where I am now. Fuentes had been traveling with the larger caravan from Honduras, but was detained when the migrants reached Guatemala and was deported.
Yeah, big deal.
You can't make this shit up. This is a battle. This is a battle. Fernandez said, between the government and the ones who want to fight. What the fuck is it? Better life? This is a battle. Battles like in war? This is a battle between the government and the ones who want to fight for the truth and for a better country that people can live in. I thought this was doing here. I mean, here's what we've been experiencing. I mean, what we've been fighting on top of, you know, during the work of 10 people. Purge of alt media by FB is us pushing back, just the beginning. Censorship Insider. This is from RT. It was sent in by HD4 discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. An employee of a leading Washington, D.C. think tank has reportedly taken credit for the recent purge of alternative media by Facebook and Twitter, claiming it to be necessary to fight against, quote, fake news from Russia and China. That's why they took down from the trenches, because it's fake news from Russia and China. Huh? While they're sitting over there in China, you know, the goddamn censors taking phrases out. Man, I'm telling you, I got to believe they got tens of thousands employed doing it. Removing this phrase, everybody who speaks English has got a job over there. I got to guarantee you right now. Removing the factual evidence of what has happened, you know, through the internet. Now the internet, you know, it's like right now I would like to sue Mr. Zuckerberg, because he has definitely violated my first article right. But I can't sue Mr. Zuckerberg, can I? Because I have no court. Because I'm a piece of property. I'm a piece of corporate property, and he is a corporate mogul. He is the ruler, and I am the ruled. So I have no recourse, do I? In the latest act of apparent censorship of political speech online, U.S.-based tech giants this month shut down hundreds of user accounts. Some belong to well-established alternative media outlets with hundreds of thousands of followers, like Free Thought Project or the Anti-Media, or From the Trenches, by the way. A senior fellow of the German Marshall Fund, a leading think tank advocating U.S. global supremacy, seems to have at least partially taken credit for this. Russia, China, and other foreign states take advantage of our open political system. No, the people were communicating. The people were showing this new this one world corporate mafia. You know, the one world government being put into place. They were showing their sovereignty being taken away, showing their rights being taken away. We're talking to each other. We're talking about what, and we're the biggest army on this planet. We make those bitches come and head and at us look pale in comparison. But we, it's for somehow, man, you know, God, for us to get for, you know, a corps of, go down there and meet them. And then we'd have to fight our own fucking, soldiers because they'd be shooting at us and protecting that zone, that UN zone, because they fight for the United Nations. And boy, that's constitutional as it gets. Just ask Donald Trump. They can invent stories that get repeated and spread through different sites. So we are just starting to push back. Just this last week, Facebook began starting to take down sites. So that is just the beginning. And we told you that's just the beginning. They will not stop until it is, you go on the computer. You can go on the computer and watch CNN or CNBC or Fox. You can go on there and you can listen to their programming, look at their sites and stuff. But anything that goes against the Ministry of Propaganda hasn't approved. You will not see on your internet that the people created, that this goddamn fraudulent corporate government handed over to China. China's supposed to be your enemy, remember? Don't it ever bother you people that, you know, first you had Billy Clinton. He turned over your guidance systems for your ICBMs so that they could deliver warheads to your country. And now you have the Trumpy here and company handing over the internet, your communication. What we created was a town square. And apparently somebody decided, you know, it's like somebody put up a bulletin board and said, it's for everybody to use this bulletin board. This is for transfer of information. This is what it's for. Everybody's free. This is for you to exercise your free speech in the public square. And people started posting, just like if you went up there with a thumbtack and started sticking your cards on there, you know, different messages and stuff on it. And now they've walked in and, oh, the mess, god damn, these, it's like when they did that artificial intelligence. Remember when they had the artificial intelligence join in on the, I think it was Facebook or Twitter, one of them. But within a couple of weeks, it was, you know, speaking out and he said, you got to get rid of these Jews or they're going to destroy us. And so they shut that son of a bitch right down. This isn't rocket science, people. The people who are, I mean, the people who they got, the only people they got left hooked are the people that want, I mean, I've seen them. I've seen them on television. I can't remember. Somebody was interviewing some of them and it was on like a Fox thing. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I turn up the thing. But these are people, I mean, WWF wrestling. I mean, that's real. It's so real to them. It's their lives. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it's like, that's the stuff you used to read when you're a little kid in a comic book, man. And I mean, these people, they breathe just like the football and the rest of it, you know, goddamn, their whole life is wrapped around. These are the people, this is all they have. This is why they're so desperate. I mean, I think that fucking the people that were calling themselves Democrats and Republicans, I mean, even the Democrats, you know, the people that said they're Democrats or the people said they're Republicans, they're just looking at this and they're going, this goddamn, what the fuck is this? This is insanity. I ain't participating in this no more. Why should I? What exactly is the agenda here? Because I'll tell you what, a Democrat hates having his job took away from him as bad as a Republican. Both are stupid as a fucking wedge for surrendering their individuality over to a collective. But still, it hurts just as bad. You think that the poor people out there that are Democrats that are, you know, they're all sitting there going just like that we are. What are you talking about? A 16-hour job that's worth $3.05 like when I started out was minimum wage back in 1978? Is that what you're talking about? This is the big wonder that Trump is offering. So they're talking against Trump, but then they're looking at the other guys and they're the same fucking people. They can see, well, what's your fucking plan? We're all gonna become queers and transvestites, and we're gonna let the men walk into women's restaurants, restrooms, and fucking, I mean, this is what you're fucking about? I think that people have just completely backed off. I wish they would unregister to vote. I wish every one of them that would unregister to vote, that would put the message forward that we've had enough. We know exactly what you're doing, and we're not going along with it. But they won't do it. I mean, they won't go out and vote. But this is why they're doing. They're playing these games, man. They're playing these games with us. And at the same time, they're hitting the internet. I mean, they're taking down our communications. That's what you do just before invasion. That's a first, I mean, read San Tzu. If you can, the first thing you want to do is break communication. If you can't talk to each other, it's hard to get, well, you know, you got to have communication before you could put a core together to get out and fight. Now, wouldn't you? Have some kind of communication. So everybody know all the communication it took for them to get a core down in Honduras, this third world fucking country. Some woman just kind of spoke it out of the side of her mouth during the broadcast. I mean, and goddamn, we got fucking 40,000 fighting age men coming straight at us. Right into a buffer zone where they don't even have to worry about it. They'll be armed in that buffer zone. They will be escorted into your neighborhoods. Admittedly, MS-13 gang members. There's another article I had here. Fox News report: caravan includes migrants from India, Bangladesh, and Africa. See, this is just a couple of the three, Mexico, America, and Canada, and Quad. This is one world bullshit, man, right here. They're bringing them from everywhere and telling them if you can get up there, you can have what those Americans have, and we'll help you take it. We will supply you. We will supply you to get rid of the only people that have a legitimate hold on the property we want. And once you're there, hell, we had you enslaved in your country. We'll just have you enslaved up here. And you can dig out the resources after we put those fucking Americans in those mass graves, after we give them their 40 caliber lobotomy. Then you can have your same bowl of shit that you ate down there for a day's work, as you can have it here, and we get it all, you see. And then these people are obviously no threat, as far as being, you know, like this one person said, well, you know, stand up. If you can organize people like that so easily, why in the hell haven't you taken out the corporate government that's enslaved you and took all your goddamn shit from you? And made you property. Why haven't you done that? Because they're getting paid to do this. This is like hiring mercenaries. There's no difference, people. And then, again, back to the censorship. The remarks were cited by Jeb Sprague, a visiting faculty member in sociology at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Boy, you don't get no more communists than that. In a story he co-authored for Gray Zone Project, an outlet known for criticism of online censorship. Sprague said Fly made the comments to him during a lunch break at a conference on Asian security organized by Stiftung Wissenschaft and Und Politik in Berlin, Germany. So this was organized in Germany. All of the diplomats for Israel are now German. So Germany is completely under control of it, to the point of their ambassadors are from Germany. The German ambassadors act for them. According to the account, Fly complained that any person with an email can set up an account on social media and potentially reach a wide audience. Well, God forbid that people might actually, in this huge country we live in, we might just be able to talk to each other by the tens of thousands, by the millions. We cannot have that. It's the Russians, the Chinese. If you know, they're saying right here, it's the Russians and the Chinese that are, you know, Russia and China and other foreign states take advantage of our open political system. You just, hey, didn't this corporation, this United States corporation, just turn our internet over to China? How fucking stupid do these people think we are? Don't answer that question. Okay, according to the account, Fly complained that any person with an email can set up an account on a social media and potentially reach a wide audience. He predicted a long global struggle to fix the situation. A long global struggle to fix the situation. To shut down, shut your fucking mouth. To shut the mouths of the dissent. Because those dissenters, they're not just dissenters like in China, where you can go over and just, because they're unarmed peasants, and whack them and sell their body parts. These are armed Americans you're talking about here. It ain't going to be an easy fix here, people. Fly started his career in U.S. politics, political circles, as an advisor to, are you ready, George W. Bush administration. Communist. He's a communist, but George, they're Republicans. Oh, they're communists too, huh? He was also a foreign policy and national security consultant for Senator Marco Rubio. You know, the Cuban who thought he was going to run for that natural born American with two Cuban parents that were here illegally, Marco Rubio, under that illegal 14th Amendment bullshit, when he was trying to secure the 2016 presidential nomination from the Republican Party. For 4 years, he headed the Foreign Policy Initiative, a pro-Israeli think tank founded by non-conservative figures Bill Kristol and Dan Sinner and Robert Kagan. Who do you think doesn't want us talking to one another? Who do you think this is about foreign states interfering in our elections? Who do you think took from the trenches and all these others alternate sites off of Facebook? And they put in there because so some of the readers didn't like what you said. Well, that's what fucking free speech is all about. Like I said, if I had a country, which you don't have one now, because like that's one thing McNeil was right about. It's a done deal. All you can do is fight for your fucking life now because you just watched this shit happen. You sat there on your dead ass and just watched it fucking happen. Ain't done a goddamn thing about it. Oh, your big plan, man. People were pretty fucking desperate. They counted on that back when they, in 2016 when Trump when they ran this goddamn reality show host as a god for president. They were counting on desperation. Well, your desperation didn't work through your straw man vote, okay? You just elected another communist, probably worse than the last one. Because they progressively get worse. One of these days you'd be looking up back to the good old days when Obama was president. Because it's gotten so fucking bad. And you'll just keep taking it and taking it. And they'll keep, as long as you keep taking it, they'll keep shoveling it to you, I promise you that. Anyways, we've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And like I said, prelude to invasion. You got a 150-mile beachhead, and you're getting ready to send troops down there to secure that beachhead for the enemy that's coming from the south. And the enemy, you're financing the goddamn soldiers that are going to shoot your ass. You paid for the guns. You paid for the bullets. And they are going to shoot your ass, and because they're coming in, they're taking your fucking country. Just like they went over there in Europe and they took the goddamn European countries. Not a fucking shot fired, you think so? Are you going to let it happen? That's the only question, and that is The Word from the Trenches.